It's Monday, November 1st, 2010. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed. My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Right back there, we heard music from a band from Sweden. They're called The Radio Department, and that song was called The New Improved Hypocrisy. The New Improved Hypocrisy released as a single, I think last year, and a great song, that song. Pretty good stuff, and if you like that, that dream poppy, echoey, reverby, guitar-y, you know, whatever sound that seems to be all the rage these days, I think those guys do it well, and you can pick up that and other things. Look for links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com. Up next, another band from Sweden. This one, they're from Gothenburg, and big fan of Jose Gonzalez here at The Sounds of My Head. And Jose Gonzalez hasn't released anything in a few years, but he's released something now with his pre-Jose Gonzalez band, Junip. So before he was famous for being Jose Gonzalez, he was in a band called Junip, and they were sort of on hiatus while he got popular in his own right, and now they're back. So they've got a new record, it's called Fields, and it's totally solid, it's really good stuff, and we're going to hear two tracks from it right now. We're going to hear Always and then Off Point, both fantastic tracks by the one and only Jose Gonzalez in the form of Junip. So here we go. Fields is the album, Always and Off Point, right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Thank you. perfect square of sky. You are worth your weight in gold. You are worth your weight in sorrow, baby. Oh, you will never know why.
We just heard a couple songs from Elvis Perkins. Elvis Perkins, I've always associated him with Jose Gonzalez for no good reason. I don't think there's any similarities, really, other than I think I put them on the show at the same time. Maybe I came to listen to them for some reason at the same time back many years ago, so I've just sort of always clumped them together in my mind. So when I was putting on Jose Gonzalez, I was like, how about some Elvis Perkins, too? I should keep that going. So that's what I did. So we just heard two songs. We heard Shampoo and Hey. Both are from his most recent release called In Deerland, which I think it's Elvis Perkins In Deerland. It's the way you're supposed to, you know, read that. And I thought that the Shampoo in particular is a pretty great song. Hey's not bad either. The record, more like Hey than Shampoo, if that means anything. All right, up next, a compilation. We're going to hear two tracks from a compilation called Bruce Perry Presents Amazon Tribe Songs for Survival. And it's a benefit album that was seeking to raise money to help support, I think probably the legal defense of native peoples around the world. So, you know, there's all these tribes all over the world still, people, you know, tribal peoples who live in the Amazonian region or, you know, off in an island somewhere, Papua New Guinea, or, you know, maybe even in parts of Africa. And these native peoples are forced into... It's kind of like the same thing with America and Native Americans or Indians, where we're kind of like, oh, we want that land. You can go over to this crappy place now. So that kind of keeps happening all over the world. And so these people who aren't really part of the modern world are sort of fighting against it. And so there's some nice people who have sort of tried to help help them preserve what they've got. And I think this record supports that. I've been a supporter of Survival International for years. They're like a UK-based organization that does legal defense. And I'm a big fan of Native peoples. And not that I don't really know that many Native peoples, but I find it all really fascinating and interesting. So this album, I think you should buy it. Even if most of it isn't very good, it's got a lot of tracks on it, so there's bound to be some you'll enjoy. And I think the cause is worthy, so you should pick it up for that reason. And it's got some really great tracks on it, like the ones I'm going to play. So we're going to hear The Go Team. That's right, Brighton, England's The Go Team. Fantastic band, The Go Team, big fan. I wish they would release more stuff, but I like that they keep the bar high. They don't just like really schlock. You know, they're like, we only put out choice material, so I applaud them for that. So we're going to hear The Go Team, and then we're going to hear the Ruby Suns. They're from New Zealand. And they're both great bands, big fans of them on the Sounds of My Head right here. And we're going to hear two tracks. We're going to hear Template from Home by The Go Team, and then we're going to hear Don't Trust the Dusty Fruit by the Ruby Suns. And both are great. So you're definitely going to want to pick up this compilation. It's, you know, it's only like $10, and some of the money goes to help, you know, things that are good. So, you know, consider it, even if most of the album, like I said, not the greatest. So here we go. The Go Team and Ruby Suns right now on Sounds of My Head.
Amazon Rainforest. A Brazilian government expedition makes first contact with the Carubo people. An invasion of loggers and settlers has made it increasingly dangerous for them to continue living in isolation on their ancestral lands. The Karubo have been given no choice in this contact, yet through it their world is about to change forever. Over 100 tribes around the world, like the Karubo, choose to reject contact with outsiders. For them, the outside world has brought only violence, murder, disease, and exploitation. Uncontacted Indians, like the Ayoreo in Paraguay, are forced to abandon their houses and possessions time and time again as bulldozers invade their lands. Ojai was forced out of his forest home for the first time just 3 years ago.
I'm very worried about this destruction, because we don't know exactly where the people still in the forest are living. I have a sister among them. This is why we don't want the white people to destroy more of the forest with their bulldozers.
Time and again, when a tribe is first contacted, many of them die from diseases they have never known before. Isolated tribal people have no immunity to ordinary Western diseases like flu, chickenpox, or even the common cold. Sometimes the tribe is completely wiped out. These tragedies are not inevitable. Recognizing and protecting tribal people's lands gives them the time and space to make their own choices about how they interact with the world around them and puts them in control of their own lives. Survival is campaigning to make this a reality.
Was everywhere. We were bounded only by the earth and the ocean and the sky. We who cannot even put our own planetary home in order, riven with rivalries and hatreds, are we to venture out into space? By the time we're ready to settle even the nearest other planetary systems, we will have changed. The simple passage of so many generations will have changed us. Necessity will have changed us. We're an adaptable species. It will not be we who reach Alpha Centauri and the other nearby stars. It will be a species very like us, but with more of our strengths and fewer of our weaknesses. More confident, far-seeing, capable, and prudent. For all our failings, despite our limitations and fallibilities, we humans are capable of greatness. What new wonders, undreamt of in our time, will we have wrought in another generation and another? How far will our nomadic species have wandered by the end of the next century and the next millennium? Our remote descendants, safely arrayed on many worlds through the solar system and beyond, will be unified by their common heritage, by their regard for their home planet, and by the knowledge that whatever other life may be, the only humans in all the universe come from Earth. They will gaze up and strain to find the blue dot in their skies. They will marvel at how vulnerable the repository of all our potential once was, how perilous our infancy, how humble our beginnings, how many rivers we had to cross before we found our way.
I'm not very good at singing songs, but here's a try.
If you wish to make an apple pie from scratch, you must first invent the universe.
Space is filled with a network of wormholes.
You might emerge somewhere else in space.
Some went out in time.
The sky calls to us. If we do not destroy ourselves, we will one day venture to the stars.
A still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rise. A morning filled with 400 billion suns. The rising of the Milky Way.
The cosmos is full beyond measure.
Elegant truths of exquisite interrelationships of the awesome machinery of nature.
I believe our future depends powerfully on how well we understand this cosmos, in which we float like a mote of dust in the morning sky.
But the brain does much more than just recollect. It intercompares, synthesizes, analyzes, it generates abstractions.
The simplest thought, like the concept of the number one, has an elaborate logical underpinning. The brain has its own language for testing the structure and consistency of the world.
A still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rose. A morning filled with 400 billion suns. The rising of the Milky Way.
The sky calls to us. If we do not destroy ourselves, we will one day venture to the stars.
For thousands of years, people have wondered about the universe. Did it stretch out forever, or was there a limit? From the Big Bang to black holes, from dark matter to a possible Big Crunch, our image of the universe today is full of strange-sounding ideas.
How lucky we are to live in this time, the first moment in human history when we are, in fact, visiting other worlds.
A still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rise.
A morning filled with 400 billion suns.
the rising of the Milky Way.
A still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rise. A morning filled with 400 billion suns, the rising of the Milky Way.
Surface of the Earth is the shore of the cosmic ocean. Recently we've waded a little way up, and the water seems inviting.
We're all connected to each other biologically, to the Earth chemically, to the rest of the universe atomically.
I think nature's imagination is so much greater than man's. He's never gonna let us relax.
We live in an in-between universe where things change all right, but according to patterns, rules, or as we call them, laws of nature.
I'm just a dot standing on a planet. Really, I'm just a speck. I'm just a speck compared with a star. The planet is just another speck. To think about all of this, to think about the vast emptiness of space.
There's billions and billions of stars, billions and billions of specks.
The beauty of a living thing is not the atoms that go into it, but the way those atoms are put together.
The cosmos is also within us.
We're made of star stuff.
We are a way
of the cosmos to know itself.
Across the sea of space, the stars are others. And we've traveled this way before, and there is much to be learned.
We're all connected to each other biologically, to the Earth chemically, to the rest of the universe atomic.
I find it elevating and exhilarating to discover that we live in a universe which permits the evolution of molecular machines as intricate and subtle as we.
I know that the molecules in my body are traceable to phenomena in the cosmos. That makes me want to grab people in the street and say, have you heard this?
The beauty of a living thing is not the atoms that go into it, but the way those atoms are put together.
The cosmos is also within us.
We're made of star stuff.
We are a way
of the cosmos to know itself.
There's this tremendous mass of waves all over in space, which is the light bouncing around the room, going from one thing to the other. And it's all really there, really, really there. But you gotta stop and think about it, about the complexity to really get the pleasure. It's all really there, really, really there. The inconceivable nature of nature.
To think about all of this, to think about the vast emptiness of space.
There's billions and billions of stars, billions and billions of specks.
The beauty of a living thing is not the atoms that go into it, but the way those atoms are put together.
The cosmos is also within us.
We're made of star stuff.
We are a way
of the cosmos and know itself.
Across the sea of space, the stars are others, and we've traveled this way before, and there is much to be learned.
We just heard two songs by the Symphony of Science. It's a project of a guy based out in Washington State who became a really big fan of Carl Sagan. He watched the Cosmos series, which if you haven't done, you should really check it out. It's quite something. Or just read Pale Blue Dot or something. you know, Carl Sagan, he's quite something, that guy was quite something. And so this guy was really moved by Carl Sagan, and he decided to use autotune and make music of scientists. So he's got, you know, he samples all these scientists from Carl Sagan and Neil deGrasse Tyson and, you know, David Attenborough, Bill Nye, Richard Dawkins, all these like kind of heavyweight scientist types, Stephen Hawking, and he mixes them together for these songs using autotune. And they all have videos. All the songs have videos, and the videos are even better than the songs. So I love the songs, though, actually. And if you like those two tracks, the good news is you can download all of it for free from his website. You can also get that first one, A Glorious Dawn, in iTunes for 99 cents. So, you know, throw him his 70 cents or whatever he gets from your purchase of that. And it's pretty great stuff. So I'm a big fan of that, and I thought people might like it too. And I can't say enough about how much you should watch Cosmos. It's really great, that series. Okay, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head, Ben Folds. That's right, Ben Folds, he's got a new record that's just been released. It's kind of an interesting project where he wrote all the music and performs it all, but the lyrics were all written by Nick Hornby of, you know, mostly High Fidelity fame. It's pretty good stuff. So we're going to hear a track. We're going to hear Your Dogs. It's from this album called Lonely Avenue. If you like Ben Folds, you might want to pick it up. I do. I like Ben Folds. I picked it up. It's not bad. I have to admit, I haven't really listened to it a huge amount. But I like this song. So here we go. Ben Folds with Your Dogs, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Like years.
does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Gaia by the Bees, Band of Bees. They got a new record out. It's called Every Step's a Yes. And I really like Gaia, but it's instrumental, and it's my favorite song on the album, so I didn't really know what else to put on, so I just talked over it. There you go. I also talked over Hello Kambai by Blue States. That's another song off that compilation. I was talking about the Amazon Tribe record. Maybe you want to pick that one up. It's pretty good. And also talked over Space Time Continuum. It's off the soundtrack to the Carl Sagan Cosmos series. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen and tune in again in 2 weeks on November 15th for an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.